KOOO, Portland.
Have you been thinking about furthering your involvement with KBOO? The annual election is coming up in September, and that means the board of directors are recruiting for new members. The nominating committee will hold virtual informational sessions on Wednesday, July 20th at 7 p.m. and Tuesday, July 26th at 5:30 p.m. For more information and to obtain a meeting link, go to kboo.fm/boardinfo. That's kboo.fm/boardinfo.
Indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell the end in first then?
Indian country, you're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. I have DJ Yellow Horse in the studio. I apologize for my voice. Spring is slowly creeping its way into my nostrils, which means allergy season has begun, at least for me. So sit back, relax. We got some music and discussion and poetry and all kinds of fun stuff for you this week. Starting off the show, we're gonna get a little rowdy with some Snotty Nose Rez Kids, Long Hair Don't Care, here on Rose City Native Radio.
You know what they say, right? An Indian ain't an Indian without his flow. So if one more offer them up to me and tell me to get my hair cut, you know what I'ma say? Long hair don't care.
When I got my first cut, I was about 3. I remember that shit like I was 13. Hair messing up the place, tears dripping down my face. Same thought from my pops, like, how could you betray me? Hey, but I never let it faze me. I never knew it then that my hair is what'll make me. Said long hair on a man looks lazy. Couldn't understand that it represented bravery. I never knew it then, but I do now. I stand out in a crowd cause my skin brown. Now I keep my hair down and I whip it all around like it's part of my regalia. Flowing at a powwow. Long hair don't care, I say it proudly. Long hair don't care, man, I say it loudly. We the first of the nation with beauty all around us. Long black hair, boy, tell me how you found us. Tell me how you found us.
Tell me a little something about your hair, my cousin. Go!
The thing about my hair is that I grow it cause I love it. And I'm sick of hearing people asking when I'm gonna cut it. You're a native undercover like the Indian in the cupboard. And I'm Johnny Redcorn, I'm a bad guy.
He's a bad old
and guy. That's been me ever since birth. Of what you heard, I've been called worse. Long hair don't care, man, I'm sick of your opinions. I'm a two-me, I'm a motherfucking Indian.
Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If anybody liking what we doing, what we telling, man, least long hair don't care.
When you see me on the street, I notice how you look at me. It's like I'm walking in a Tiffany's. You can tell yourself you don't see my ethnicity.
Okay.
But your eyes say it differently. That's how it's been and this is how it will be.
And you know,
this ain't no epiphany. Even I'm sick of me. The vanity is killing me. This bass short's getting to my head. Something's gotta give, but what's new? Is it the brown skin, black flow, or tattoos? Or the fact that I'm in public, sipping on a brew? Someone tell me what's the difference between me and you.
Let me think about it.
I ain't got a clue, but I flex on them haters like bamboo. I've been called a dirty bush, but it ain't true. Long hair, don't care, no shampoo. I'm a wrestler getting fatter with a mind like skitter scatter. And I'm climbing up the ladder talking about what really matters. I got people coming up like, good God. Get your hair cut and get a real job. I'm skin, new outlaws. I don't rock a gold. gold chain, I rock a bear claw. I don't keep my hair long cause I don't care. It's long cause I'm an Indian, go ahead and stare.
Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If anybody liking what we doing, what we telling, man, listen. Long hair, don't care. Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If you feel the type of way about me, name what we say. Long hair, don't care. Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If anybody liking what we doing, what we telling, man, it's long hair, don't care. Way above the name, what we say, long hair, don't care. From the gun of the heat, bodies are wasting from the methamphetamine. Cash rules everything around me. Clean Q, when we buy to the American dream, ay. When Canada sold everything and the territories had no say, they killed the wildlife, fought for everything man-made. Killed the savage Indians for concrete landscapes and left Mother Earth and Father Sky crippled. Damn straight. And the times ahead when nights of threats and accused crimes. Act as if you didn't mind an activist with a picket sign as they lift the decline and speak opposed lines. A rose this time opposed to find a spoken grind to evoke the broken souls of frozen cold times. The home shrines carved in cedar, the bold arms are beaded and weave the divine. They had to leave it all behind cause the man with the cross had to preach a new design. Beat the youth into these cries with abuse of cruelty times. So we speak a fluent lie and dress up in disguise, suppressed and despised, intertwisted with history's miseries in a system's lie. We swallow our traditional pride, take a transitional glide, then take a breath and make these words come alive. Dance with a heartbeat to never die, as the drums still pound and the song survive.
That was Mob Bounce with Traditional, and before that, Snotty Nose Rez Kids with Long Hair Don't Care. Coming up next, this is Sundance by Mad Eskimo here on Rose City Native Radio.
Thank you.
That was Tanya Tagok with Caribou, and before that, Sundance by Mad Eskimo. Coming up next, this is Ray Zaragoza with In the River here on Rose City Native Radio.
Some hope. There's gotta be some hope. There's gotta be some way for you to send your dogs away and to leave the land.
Silence my song. Sometimes it hurts to be indigenous, born in this nation. Not enough to talk about decolonization. In the battles with myself, I'm continually facing. Feel the stress of the world on my shoulders, I'm fading. But I ain't going out yet, cause this is just the outset. And I ain't making change if I'm rapping about an outfit. Unless it's that camo, intelligence is ammo. Modern day warrior, just call me Rambo. Not trying to be deceitful, cause mostly I'm peaceful. But getting sick and tired of being seen as unequal. So I'm waiting for the pitch as I'm stepping to the plate. They saying that we chip, but we live in second rate. Well, they don't like the truth, so that's what I'm coming with. Repping for the youth, yup, that's who I'm running with. Don't represent a leadership or represent empowerment. Working on the ground, cause I have issues with the government. Who issue out apologies while sticking to the policy. More definite than probably keeping us in poverty. Wanna tell me how to live and how to react to devastation of my culture, trying to keep it intact while living on the rules of the Indian Act. Indian agents were just racist, I'm just stating the facts. They took my identity, I'm taking it back. I am Anishinaabe, I belong to the land. I don't belong to the queen, so as long as I dream, the ease of sleep with a song that forever will be sung from the heart, so whenever I speak, the truth comes out and it's setting me free. I don't belong to the queen, so as long as I dream, the ease of sleep with a song that forever will be sung from the heart, so whenever I speak, the truth comes out and it's setting me free. But there's a lot that I carry, so much I wanna bury. Sometimes I wonder to myself, why can't I just be happy? I'm living with the memories that's running in my blood, loaded in my bones and buried in the mud. But music is my medicine, my life is the evidence. I realize that ever since my people called it prevalent, coming from the resi-res with words of intelligence. And if I wasn't hellbound, they might say I was heaven sent. They say they wounded my soul. They say this land is their home. Dig up my ancestors' bones, but they can't silence my song. No, they can't silence our song.
That was Leonard Sumner with They Say, and before that was Ray Zaragoza with In the River. Coming up next, this is Red Star with Sage and Eagle Feathers.
Stop right there. Let's go check that store out. It's got some native designs on it. Yeah. Let's go see if there's any Indians in there. Right?
Attention, attention, we have a red light special. Our culture is now for sale. We have a 2-for-1 special. 2 tribal cultures for the price of 1. Attention, attention, a red light special. 2 tribes cultures for the price of 1. Thank you.
Sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, no one can do it better. I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, no one can do it better. I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, no one can do it better.
Come on all your hippies and all y'all wannabes. I got sage and eagle feathers and I'm charging you a fee. Cause I'm trying to make my cash, dropping culture on your ass. I'm certified Cherokee if anybody asks. Now come into my sweat lodge and chant with me a song. I read it all in a book so I can do no wrong. 5,000, 10,000, I'm building up my stacks. I'll feed you empty wisdom while you just ignore the facts. Instead of a chanupa, we smoking out the hookah. I'm twisting up these cultures cause this is how I do ya. When I say I make it rain, you know that I'm not joking, man. I'm balling off the spirit, listen, those that don't understand. I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, no one can do it better. I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, no one can do it better. I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, no one can do it better. I'm like, whoa, la, la, la. When them white folks come around and they open up their wallet, and this is how I get rich, man, I'ma be a baller. Selling out our culture, making it a business. It's 2014, now everybody witness. You can find me on YouTube or Instagram, Google or Facebook. I'm that Indian with the feather in my hair and the stoic look. Stoic look. Was that just me? Crazy, man. It's too funny. I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, no one can do it better. I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, no one can do it better. I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, no one can do it better. I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, I got sage and eagle feathers, no one can do it better.
Cause we shine bright like the light between the stars. Yeah, just living in the moment, nothing else is important. We finna take it higher, do it big, Oscar Mayer. If you ain't dig the vibe, you a liar. Had a honey tell me that you only live once. I'm like, you preaching to the choir.
Preach it, girl. Preach it, girl. Preach. I'm the brown skin Jesus, but I got it from the beach. I'm a light skin native till the sunshine. We can catch up on sleep in the wintertime, nigga.
You don't like judo.
Throwing up like a free throw. How my name is Tribes. Have you met my alter ego, man? He's better than a priest. Holier than Toledo. Quit preaching, stupid. It's a figure of speech.
That's a bad mother. Shut your mouth, boy. Yeah. Manet is in the house. Show enough, boy. Yeah. Mac Dre in the Bay. Yeah. I'm feeling myself. It's Adventures of Manet. Yeah. No Bobby Ray, though.
I'm a late finish, but I'ma get mine first. Cause the universe be telling me we about to go berserk. Give a damn about your image. Get down with the village. When the northern lights bounce, we boogie like gorillas.
Yeah. Go figure. Let's get lost tonight. In a midsummer night's dream. Shakespeare like. Now my soul is in the sky. Spirits high. Who am I to tell you how to make the time pass by? Just live life. Don't you blame it on the sunshine, huh? Don't you blame it on the moonlight, huh? If you want to blame low-key, well, you can blame it on the MI to the NA.
When the kiss look lit, there's a party in the sky. I can dance with the spirits. Mama taught me how to fly. Get the mood right, haiku. Dance with the devil with an eagle eye view.
From the rest to the groove, I can't help it if I groove. Feeling loose and I'm waving like the northern lights true, baby. Just say the name and we're there. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. If it ain't lit, throw up the deuce later.
You can lean on me, man. We gon' take you to the summit. To feel the northern lights in your stomach.
Butterfly.
I feel a cousin's energy running through my veins. I feel my ancestors.
Yeah.
No pain. Earth child, tell me this is sacred. I'm on a vision quest. I got a picture to be painted. Greater than the lights, more bounce in the house, getting down with Mother Nature.
Hey, yo, we be mobbing in tune with the land like an avatar monster.
Hey.
Chief Rocker,
hey.
Drum Knockers,
hey, the spirits watch us.
Who can stop us? Power come with unity. When clans come together, man, we might morph communities.
And we powwow vibing, wilding in the wilder.
I've been this way since a snotty nose red child.
No doubt, you can take me out the reds.
But you can't take the reds out of me.
Out of me, hey.
Full moon in the sky tonight.
On this native land, I stand on guard for thee. Hey, I feel the spirits of the night in my body and soul. And when behold, all that glitters ain't gone.
Where the land is cold enough to call my home. We them boys from the north, and you know that.
We are like northern lights. They're forming the foreign heights. Never standing still, exploring the night. Expanding beyond well, advancing our skills. Like spirits in the dark, dancing in the hills. Ancestors are real. The hype in the room at this venue. Let the light bend through like northern lights. They within you, let it spin through. That's what we've been through. Got the DJ behind us, let the mic do roll. Use M.O.B. and Snotty Nose, it flows. The rest is our river ghetto. So we can see the ocean from our window. The ocean from our window.
Northern Lights, SNRK in the wheels, MOPP in the wheels, we bees in the wheels, the spirit of the night, the Northern Lights.
That was Northern Lights by Snotty Nose Rez Kids featuring Mob Bounce, one of the best collaborations I could possibly think of. I love both these bands so much. Oh my god. And before that, Red Star with Sage and Eagle Feathers. And now, I bring you the one, the only, Nicholas Yellow Horse. Hello.
Hey there.
Oh, hi.
Hey. It's been a while.
I know, it's been
weeks since we've been in the same room together.
I know, it's been forever. I'm so sorry.
No, hello. It's fine.
How are you?
I've had a wonderful time the past few weeks.
Good.
Rambling on about a bunch of stuff. It's
yes.
been great. Good break for both of us.
I think so. Yes. Yeah. Man, so we got some stuff to talk about, I suppose.
There's a bit to talk about.
Canada, am I right?
I mean, is it better? I don't know.
It's not better. It's they keep saying it's getting better, but it always stays the same.
Basically.
Yeah. There's a new saying going around, reconciliation is dead, which is fair.
That is true.
Was it ever really real to begin with?
I mean, I saw none of it, but...
yeah, I don't think anybody saw any of it. People were still getting followed around in stores and arrested and... Yeah, I don't know.
So yeah, stuff is going down in Canada. And for those of you who wish to have an in-depth discussion about that, well, I'm sorry. That's not happening today. This is just our raw, off-the-dome thoughts. I don't think we ever renamed this segment, but...
I mean, it's been in the works for months, and we still haven't figured out what to call this segment.
Call it Indian Time, just because we take so long to figure out a name for it that we're on Indian Time as far as the titles go. Oh, Lord. Anyway, so, hi. Yeah, Canada is messed up.
It is. What's going on in wet sweat and mm-hmm. all of that. The basic update is they're still arresting people. The yep. blockades are still there. Yep. There are still protesters with their own blockades. Yep. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police are saying that, oh, you know, we're going to back off a little, but...
They haven't.
Not really. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we're still fighting. It's literally the same story week to week, but... There's not much progress on our end, and they're just still continuing to make sure this is going to be happening. Mm-hmm. And be considerate that there's also, the Tiny House Project, and yes. they're there, and the one that's also in Far Eastern.
And I'm so sorry, I can't even begin to pronounce these names. I'm trying. Wet'suwet'en, that's it. Wet'suwet'en camp as well. And...
I mean, it's happening everywhere. And
there's so much. It's so much.
A lot of the gist is that we're not gaining much ground, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's great that we are talking about it, that we are here to let you know and inform you, but unfortunately, most of this time has been, hey, we're still kind of at a standstill. We're... getting arrested, we're being profiled, we're being told the wrong information in my eyes. Mm-hmm. And Trudeau's not doing anything about it.
Like he's ever done anything. I think it's, and I know that you kind of talked about it last week. So I might end up retreading on some of the stuff you say.
Yeah, last week was just the talk about the big protests that were happening across the nation okay. of standing with the camp and yes. showing solidarity yes. and
shutting down highways. And,
mm-hmm. and now yes. it's just continuing that this yeah. week. And they're saying that there's supposed to be talks and that it's supposed to be alleviated a little of the tension that is currently inhabiting their area. But a lot of accounts are... saying a different story. And we were hearing that unedited footage between the citizen and
and the cop in the ridiculously Canadian hat.
Yeah.
Just this big old fur hat on a dude in full cop gear, and it's like that's a choice you made. It's the wrong one, but that's a choice. Here's the thing though, is It's tricky, right? Because we're talking about Canada, and they made an announcement that their cops are backing off, they're pulling back the cops, and the ones that are still there are just making sure the roads are clear and stuff like that. And the thing is, I can't help but just be like, didn't I say this last week? Oh no, I was talking about Mauna Kea. Didn't I say this last week? Oh no, I was talking about Standing Rock 3-4 years ago. Like, it's all the same tactic. It's just the same routine and procedure that they've been doing for years and years and years and years. And the thing is, it feels like we're repeating ourselves. And if we're giving constant updates, the thing is, this stuff doesn't happen overnight. And so yeah, there's updates and we can give them as best we can, but at the same time, like, it's really exhausting because there's this camp, there's the other one that we couldn't figure out, there's like 80 million camps not only in Canada but in the US, and again, this has been going on since colonization. So if we were to keep up with literally every single camp that's happening, it's already exhausting on top of existing as the people being oppressed.
Yeah, I want to say it's the frustration that because we live in our viewpoint of the world and we're surrounded by a lot of this and we're a lot more in tune to it, if we gave this same rhetoric, gave an update each week, it might come off as a bit blasé. We're like, oh yeah, it's still the same thing, still a protest, still on a standstill with it all. And I don't wanna come off as that. And it's upsetting because, like you said, it's literally the same rhetoric, the same tactics between all of these nations that span the continent and the waters. And you just hear it every now and then. They'll become a blip, it'll be a surge, you'll hear the hashtags, the actors, the whatever talk about it, and then a few weeks later you hear nothing about it. I mean,
and then it gets built and on to the next camp.
Yeah, I mean, the Mauna Kea thing and Momoa when he visited, and there was that whole thing about, and they were like, oh, he visited, he made a video, and then I think later on that week he had an award show to go to. So it was just felt very publicized,
look at Standing Rock. How many celebrities dropped in for a day, took a bunch of pictures and left? Or looking at, I mean, there are some like down allies, right? The Hulk is on our side. We've got a Hulk, y'all. I'm just saying. And he's cool and he's nice. And I really wish I could remember his name. And I'm so sorry that I'm going to lose my nerd card for forgetting the name of the dude who plays the Hulk.
Which one?
The current Hulk.
Mark Ruffalo?
Yes. Mark Ruffalo is down for the cause. Mark Ruffalo is like on it. But the thing is, with the Mark Ruffalos and with the, oh gosh, her name just escaped my brain.
Okay, the Jane Fondas, the Mark Ruffalo, the Taika Waititis, the Jason Momoas.
No, the Shailene Woodley.
Oh, okay.
That's my problem right there, is the Shailene Woodley thing and Mark Ruffalo and like non-indigenous folks, although we'll get to the other Indians, but the Shailene Woodley stuff and even Mark Ruffalo to an extent, right? It's, we have all these amazing people doing this amazing work, and we put Shailene Woodley at the beginning of a track about Standing Rock. Not the people who've been organizing this, and become the face of it.
That
they
track.
We have it, and we play it, and to be honest, I cringe. I love the track, but the beginning makes me cringe so much because it shouldn't be her. It should be somebody else. It should be anybody else from our community doing that. And that she became like very much a face. And while yes, she was very outspoken, at the same time, this has become a problem. Is, oh, you remember, we're still here. We give allies cookies way too easily, or beaded jewelry, I guess, in our case, you know, or Indian names. Indian names are the new cookie for allies, I guess. I don't know. Look at Johnny Depp. I'm just saying, it can become a problem. And having people speak for us instead of using their big platform and like stepping aside, doing like, as much as I, it's cliche to say this, but let's be real, Marlon Brando did it right. I'm gonna say it. Marlon Brando did not go up on stage and tell everybody about the plight of the Native American. Marlon Brando went directly to AIM and was like, all right, who's going up? Like, that's what you do. He literally gave the stage and the spotlight to an indigenous activist.
So the Taika Waititi thing. Did you see the Oscars? Did you hear about this?
I heard about it. I have not seen his speech. I've seen 80 million people quoting it on Facebook, though.
Okay, so the Oscars that had happened not too long ago, I had a huge issue with it because congratulations to him. He did win... was it
best original screenplay?
I believe so.
Oh, no,
because it was adapted from a book.
Oh, best adaptation then of a screenplay.
But he won an Oscar. That's great. He's a great person. Thor 3, wonderful directing.
Do in the Shadows is amazing.
And it felt like a stunt, like we've been talking about. It just felt like a stunt. You're like, oh, okay. They made an effort to mention that he is of indigenous ancestry from where he came. And he came out saying, it was like three quarters of the way in too, saying, we recognize that we are on indigenous lands of the people and that this, this, that, and another. And I was just thinking, they're only doing it because they know he's indigenous and that none of it really meant anything to them. And then it just felt like,
even though he's not indigenous to California, he's Maori, he's indigenous to New Zealand, but we're gonna do this land acknowledgement anyway because close enough, right?
Oh, and then they're like, oh yeah, and Wes Studi too, that he was in the audience too.
Even though most of that audience probably says they're Cherokee, the actual Cherokee at the Oscars.
I know we've never gotten him an Oscar, but did you know he got an honorary one last year?
Hey, we gave him an honorary Oscar.
But no one talked about it. No. So
that, I love that you, Wes Studi. You're the best.
Yeah, that was just the whole thing. It felt like a stunt. Nice dude. For me, when I see all these Instagram profiles saying, I am living here on indigenous lands from all these people, which is great that you recognize it, but also it just feels like you're doing it because you're jumping on a bandwagon. And these are coming from people that I follow that I know for a fact aren't of any type of indigenous group. And then you have all these people sharing the same post of like something that's happening recently. And then you just get bombarded with the same thing. And a lot of the times I just feel like you're only doing it to say that you feel like you're being social about it, that you're an activist, when in reality it's just another thing for you to say and be like, oh yeah, you know, I actually know about that because I posted it on my story. If you're going to post it on your story, that's like one day. This happens every single day, every single week, every single decade of our lives.
Yeah.
We've been dealing with this since we were born, since we were told you're finally welcome,
and we'll be dealing with this till we die.
Exactly. It's never
an Instagram post cure away or a Facebook share away of solving colonialism. And it seems to get more obnoxious around election years, but I could go on for another 3 hours about all of that. I do want to stick a pin in that though. As far as land acknowledgements goes, I think you and I are going to definitely talk about that in a future episode. Mm-hmm. I think we should. But I agree. And the other thing is, though, is that it's again like kind of that thing of like, oh, you're not woke enough. You're not like informed on what's going on. It's like, bro, this is my reality every day.
I live it every day.
I would like a break, please. Can I go and watch Cats in peace? I'm never seeing Cats. I'm sorry. I'm not. But I'm saying, can I watch a dumb movie in peace? Can we talk about? I went to the Two-Spirit powwow. I went to the Bates Two-Spirit powwow, and it was amazing. And shout out to everyone there. And I got to see so many amazing people. It was a beautiful, beautiful experience. I'd rather talk about that. I'd rather talk about working on my fry bread recipe for 5 seconds than continuously going on and on. And I know we rant a lot on this show, but at the same time, like, please understand, like, even just for this hour, right, it can be exhausting because it doesn't end when we sign off for the day. It doesn't end when we walk out of this studio for the day. It's continuously going on, and it's continuous on our feeds, like you said, just the same stuff and same reminder. I've also heard it, like, And I apologize because I can't word it exactly right, but I've also seen like a lot of African American folks talking about like a similar thing where people like were sharing like the videos of people being shot by cops, and like that was repeating on their feed, and they're like, could you please like not share Black Death on my feed? Like, can you take a minute? Because again, like, I'm very aware of this. This is my life. This is my realization. This is my reality every day. And now every day I have to pass a video of somebody who looks like me being shot and killed for looking the way they do, you know? Or articles about police brutality. And it's like, yes, sharing it's important, but also like, can you chill? Because it's a lot. And then, I don't know. It's just, it can be very, very exhausting. It is very, very exhausting.
I feel like it's just hard to find that fine line of being vocal about these issues, yes. but at the same time, knowing that you sometimes are yelling into an echo chamber.
Exactly.
And when you post certain things, I'm pretty sure everybody else that you're with probably knows about it, is probably maybe a little up more to date about the issues. Mm-hmm. And or sometimes they don't even know at all, and that's a great thing. But it you surround yourself with generally with people who are like-minded with you. And you're going to, I mean, I don't want to always have to be like, did you know about missing and murdered Indigenous women and talk about every single name that has happened every single month? Yeah. No. And I don't want to talk about those statistics every single time. And I don't want to feel like it's going to become a competition about who knows more about this issue, which sometimes it does. And you're sitting there with friends and people you've just met, and they're like, oh, well, did you actually know about this issue and X, Y, and Z and the statistics on that? And I'm like, yeah, I do. But also, I don't care that you know. I'm sorry, Mr. White person that I just met.
I'm not impressed that
I don't care that you know about it right now. I'm just, we're at a birthday party. Yeah. I want to have fun.
I'm trying to eat my cake in peace, and you can't even let me have that.
This is a real story. This happened the other week to me. It was my friend's birthday. Something was brought up. I mentioned something, and then this friend of theirs started talking about another issue and was like, well, did you know this is affecting a lot of Native Americans? And I don't know if he knew I was Native or not, because this is the first time I met them, but it just felt like they had to one-up whatever I had to say. And I was like, we're trying to celebrate a mutual friend's birthday and have fun. And I don't want to talk about the statistics of who I am, because that is all I am to the American government right now.
Oh, and it's depressing. It's like, thanks for reminding me of the likelihood of
that I'm literally cattle with a number tagged to my ear.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, or like, thanks for reminding me that I'm, you know, in one of like the highest percentages of like possibility of being like murdered. Thanks for reminding me that like my chances of being murdered or going missing are like extremely high for my demographic. That's cool. That's something I like to think about when I'm at a birthday party or somewhere else.
Tell me how susceptible I am to type 2 diabetes because I'm eating this cake.
Lord, I have had those conversations. Ooh, I have had those conversations. I mean, and even like, you know, people who mean well, like I came back from Standing Rock and I had a lot of white friends sending me articles afterwards of like what was going on at camp at that point. And I'm like, you know, I'm in like direct contact with these people. Like, you've seen that I went out there and that I know people out there. Well, yeah, I just, you know, I just thought you'd be interested. And it's like,
I am, and I'm informed. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You don't have to show me that you're reading about this. Like, it's more for you than it is for me, kind of thing. Like, the gesture of it all. It's not that something I would be interested in, because you know I'm interested in it, because you know I'm directly involved in some way or have been. It's more of you showing me, well, look, see, I'm up to date. I'm hip.
See, I'm cool. I'm a cool ally.
I'm an
not
ally.
Not like your regular allies.
And that's, I mean, I think that's something we're going to talk about, too. There's a really good article called, I think it's called Dismantling the Ally Industrial Complex, and I think it's on like the Indigenous Action Network. I'm going to pull it up and we're going to talk about it at another day, but I think it's something that's very, very, very important to talk about in regards to this, because a lot of people, like, y'all want to be allies, which is great, but at the same time, like, there are a lot of different tropes that people tend to fall into that makes it so frustrating, that are most of the tropes that we end up ranting about on this show, to be honest with you.
And this is no way to say don't tell us things.
No.
We're always happy to be here to talk to you. It's just there's sometimes a point, like today for some reason, we just feel it's a little too much.
It's
totally fine. We're just expressing how we currently feel. Yeah. And we love hearing about everything that you may have to let us know about. Yeah. I mean, that's perfectly fine a lot, but
it's tiring, and we do the best that we can, and we keep up with the best that we can on top of living our lives, working full-time jobs, all of the other things that we do outside of our jobs, like raising cats. We're both cat parents. I am a single cat mom with two gigantic boys that just eat so much food. It's just so much. We have lives, and we're trying to live them as best we can, and doing this is part of that, but it cannot consume us, I think.
I think the last thing I want to say is just that it's wonderful that we get to hear about these things, and it's great that we get to talk about these things, and we understand the severity of it all to the point where we don't want to basically berate you every single show mm-hmm. with the same type of information or barely any type of update. And yeah. That's all I really want to say.
Yeah. So with that, Nick, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For music, events, and more, you can send all of your lovely stuff to PDX. Ooh, I forgot it. PDXNativeRadio@gmail.com. We're going to go out on a different song today. This is Devices by Tabernacle. And as always, we will see you next week, Indian Country. Stay cool.
The preceding program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio can be found online at kboo.fm.